Lack of availability.
Ayin.
Right, it says, Ula Yesh Lomar.
Ula Yesh Lomar.
Right here at
the bottom.
Say it
Ah, right. The Rambam compares, he's saying that, yeah, we left off saying, Makasha is what's special about this mitzvah of Sipitzis Mitzrayim, if really there's a mitzvah every day of Zechiris Sitzis Mitzrayim. So the first teretz was, Medayik and Lashon HaRambam, that on this night it's a specific mitzvah to talk about the aspect of being Lemailim and Ateva, the Nisim and the Flois. He says that's why the Rambam compares it to Zochus and Shabbos, because Shabbos is also the Inyan to remind us that the Teva is not functioning in and of itself. There's a Bari Olam that's above Teva, that created Teva and that could break Teva at any moment. That's what Shabbos is. And when we keep Shabbos, we're made to the whole world that this fact is true. And that's the uniqueness of the mitzvah Leil Seder. Fine. So that was the first teretz. Now I want to say a second teretz. To explain the uniqueness of Leil Pesach as opposed to every day that you have a mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim too. All year we talk about the greatness of Hashem. And we're moedim to Hashem that He took us out of Mitzrayim. But Leil Pesach medabim gam al gadlus shel bnei Yisrael. The unique aspect of Leil Pesach is that we also talk about the godless of Klal Yisrael. We talk about Shemini Yisrael Him Am Shenagosim Hu L'Maylam Yisrael Tava. We're not just talking about Hashem. We're also talking about that Klal Yisrael has this unique Mahalik that they also work L'Maylam and Ateva. Klal Yisrael works L'Maylam and Ateva. The Mefarshim explained that's why it was necessary that Klal Yisrael should be born from Avram and Sarah, who couldn't have children. And it says that they were already too old, and the Ibn Shalom took Avram. It says he took him out. Rashi says he took him out of the Rakia. He showed him the stars from up above, and he showed him Ko Yeh Zarecha. And the Mefarshim explained, what does it mean he took him out of the stars? He took him out of his mazel, like Hashem says. Avram can have children, but Avram can have children. Klai Yisrael is not subject to the mazel. They can rise above the mazel. They can rise above Teva. Klai Yisrael was born from that place. Yitzchak Avinu was the first birth in Klai Yisrael, right? After Avram Avinu started it. Klai Yisrael was born from a place that's the Madamad Teva. It had to happen that way, and not just, it wasn't just, it was all the Emois. All the Emois, except for Leah, were barren at first. Yeah, Klai Yisrael has to be born from a place that's lemailam and ateva. Pi teva shouldn't have happened, and have a pi chen it happened. Klai Yisrael is born from that place because that's what Klai Yisrael is. That's how Klai Yisrael functions. I remember Kiva Tatz said over once. You know Kiva Tatz, the master. He said over once. He said over the Svasemi. So Svasemi says.
Oh, in South Africa.
Yeah, South African. Yeah.
Remember when he was just starting it.
Yeah, where is he now? He's in England now, maybe?
England, I don't know. Germany, the gold is green,
yeah. Yeah, he's amazing. So he said once, I heard him say once, the Midrashim discussed, what did he mean, B'soich HaYom B'Yabosha? We're very used to saying the words, Chai Yisrael went B'soich HaYom B'Yabosha. So we automatically think, yeah, it means B'soich HaYom B'Yabosha. It was supposed to be a Yom, but that was Yabosha. But the truth is, the Medrash has problems with that pasuk. Was it B'soich HaYom or was it B'Yabosha? The Medrash says Pshatim. So Sfasemis says, I guess based on the Chazal, I guess, but. I remember he quoted this Svasemis. Svasemis says, you know what it means? It means they went B'soich HaYom B'Yabosha. That's what it means. It means they meant they went in the middle of the sea, but they went on dry land. That's what it means. One second, that doesn't make any sense. That's the whole kasha. The whole kasha is that doesn't make sense. You can't be B'soich HaYom B'Yabosha at the same time, right? This is wrong. Klal Yisrael can. We're talking about the birth of Klal Yisrael. So he said over it. He says, the way he said it was, is impossible? That's right. It says Klal Yisrael comes from the impossible. That's what Klal Yisrael comes from. B'soich HaYom B'Yabosha. This is Klal Yisrael being born, coming up from Mitzrayim. They went B'soich HaYom B'Yabosha. Something which Alpi Teva is impossible. That's what they passed through. That's what someone says.
The water was over their head, but they were on dry land.
I don't know. Don't try to figure it out. The whole point is you can't figure it out. That's my point. The point is, the Malam Teva. Yeah? Evolved it. Anyway, Shatzu is saying. True. That's true, that's true. Yeah, whatever the Midrashim discuss it. I'm saying. So some of Taich is the apostle like that. So he can be a bush. Anyway, what's the point? Yeah, that's what he's saying. That Klal Yisrael is on a gossip of the Maila Seder Tevel. Besides talking about what Hashem did, we're also talking about that Klal Yisrael functions differently. Klal Yisrael doesn't function with the regular rules of Teva, as it is. Yeah? The Maila Manateva. Doesn't know. I once heard over from the Mishem the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says even by like medical statistics, you can't necessarily use that to figure out what's going to be by a Jew, because it doesn't work with it doesn't mean that you should start doing things that are dangerous up in medical statistics, but it just means at the end of the day, Sefer calls Sefer. It doesn't mean the same thing by a guy. It means whatever it means, whatever the statistics tell you, whatever percentages they give. But by a Jew, it's not the same thing. You can't necessarily. Is Chayisol different? Huh?
That's why people go to see
they went to know what to talk about medical advice. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Speaking about Gidla B'neinu, we have to tell our children. She yeded that they should know. They should know Hashem runs things that happen in Chayisol in a different way than the rest of the world. It's Bashkochim Yuched, it's a special Bashkochim. Hashem's Mashkiach on the entire world, but the entire world is more subject to the law of Tevet as it is. Klal Yisrael is different. Yudum Devei Maral, we know what the Maral says. Shalel Pesach Nikolera Seder, Sheneda Shish Seder Lenissim. The Maral says it's called a Seder. Maral is a Kasha that, I think, I don't know if he asks that as a Kasha, but what do you mean it's a Seder? It's Nissim, there's no order to it. It says, no, there's a Seder to the Nissim. You should know there's a Seder to the Nissim. That's what the Maral says. What does that mean? Shaloi Nagshav Kizu Yitzim in a Seder. Don't think, that's what the Maral means. I never really understood this Maral so clear. What does he mean to say there's a Seder to the Nissim? So the way he's teaching it is, you should know this isn't going out from a Seder. Ragzez Seder Michelis Lan Hogas Nisus. In other words, when you look at Yitzias Mitzrayim, don't look at it as there's a certain Seder to things. It's called Teva. The way things are supposed to happen. This, what happened here, it's totally, there's no Seder. It's totally above and beyond whatever the normal Seder is. We call that basically the Seder to remind us, no, that's the Seder for Klal Yisrael. Nisim's also a Seder. It's also a way. It's also a Mahalik. That Hashem goes with Klal Yisrael in the Mahalik of Nisim. The Yesh Levar Hadvarim Api Divrei HaKadosh Magen B'Koshnitz. The Biur the Divrei Maral B'Seva Ber Gordi. He explains the Maral. An August has two ways of running things. An August of Teva, that the Teva runs, that goes up to Teva. An August shall Torah, or an August that goes according to the Torah. The Adam Yochel is Halois Lois Tachas an August from Lamailum and a Teva. A person can raise himself up to be on the level of being within the Hanhoga that's above Teva. Vizui Akavana Baleel Seder. Shalayla Zui Seder Acheris is Golish of a Seder and Meyuchud Sheish of an Israel. That's what we call it Leil Seder. That's up here this Maral, which was showing that there's another Seder, there's another order of doing things. We know, we're familiar with the order called Teva. Everybody knows how it works. We're reminding ourselves there's another order. There's an order above Teva, which Klal Yisrael can tap into. That's what we call the Seder. That's what the Maral means, to teach us there's a Seder to Nisim. It means there's a Mahalik. And that's part of the sipur to know that mitzat us bnei Yisrael are special. They're a different type of bria, not like the rest of mankind, that they can go l'mailam and atavah.